Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. 5 medals, 3 gold, 2 bronze, and there's more to come. McSharry, Whiffen, Lynch, Doyle, McCarthy, O'Donovan and McLennigan. Names which will go down in history, and we will be adding Harrington to that list on Tuesday night. What a week it's been in Paris. Let's take a moment to reflect.
Being on an Olympic podium is really the pinnacle of sport, and it's, you know, the highest honour that I think a lot of athletes can ever really dream of.
She's taken the bronze medal! Mona McSharry from Grange and Sligo, Merlin Swimming Club at Tennessee University. The hat's off to you, girl. Wins the bronze medal. Fantastic stuff. It was a really tough race, that was. Danielle Whiffen of Ireland, the 23-year-old from Loughborough University in Larne, in a small little town in Armagh. It's going to be a gold medal for Ireland in lane number 4. Danielle Whiffen strikes gold.
It is a brilliant bronze for Ireland, for Dara Lynch and Philip Doyle, the double skulls in Paris. Clonmel and Banbridge combining for an outstanding Irish sporting achievement on the biggest stage of all. Paul O'Donovan and Vincent McCarthy together in Olympic dreams. The boys from Skibbereen are the Olympic champions 2024. And Paul O'Donovan is once, twice, three times a hero.
Yes, it is. Yes. 15.533.
Way to go, Reese.
So the winner of the gold medal for Ireland, Reese McLennigan, with just an absolutely wonderful 15.533.
She's done it again into another Olympic final. Kelly Harrington.
Wow, excellent. What a performance. Kelly Harrington moves one step closer to becoming a two-time Olympic champion. Congratulations, Kelly.
Find a dream that you love. Chase it and enjoy that journey, because I could tell you, if I fell on my bum today, I still would have loved this journey every second of it, but I didn't, and today I'm walking away with an Olympic gold medal.
Whether I win, whether I lose, they're part of me and I'm a part of them, and I can't wait to get, I honestly can't wait to get home.
Good day for the Irish.
Day for the Irish. Great week for the Irish. We can go to Paris now and speak with Claire McNamara. Claire, we heard them in the montage there, Reese McLennigan picking up gold for Ireland yesterday afternoon on the pommel horse. Kelly Harrington now in a gold medal fight after what was a really tough fight against Ferreira last night. Both of them as well showing that real Olympic spirit of humility afterwards, the sense that they're chasing their dreams.
Yes, absolutely, Justin. Good afternoon to you from Paris. What a week indeed it's been, just listening back. So many goosebump moments there. We've had a medal a day, every day so far this week here, and we expect that to come up to a magnificent 7th today, and that will be Ireland's best ever total at an Olympics. 6 was the previous best back in London, and McLennigan and Kelly Harrington, as you mentioned last night. I mean, Reese McLennigan coming through was certainly a, 45 seconds the routine takes. It's gut-wrenching, I think, for all of us to watch on, but you know, he absolutely nailed it, pulled out his best ever performance, and we know he's spoken 3 years since Tokyo. Since that journey, you know, when the tiniest little mistake, a matter of millimetres, cost him a medal. But he came back. He promised that day he was going to come back. He was going to use it as motivation. And he did. He enjoyed it, you know, so quick to share the joy and to thank all the people back home and the people here supporting them. And yeah, and a lovely moment. And Kelly Harrington last night again came through that tough fight. You know, she was sort of speechless afterwards in the immediate aftermath. You know, it's been a difficult few months for her. She's spoken about it. She's found herself at the centre of a storm, but then comes through and, you know, again, these games, she sort of has said that she's doing it for herself, but the pride she has from representing her country, from her community back home in Dublin, you heard her there, she knows how they feel about her no matter what happens. I mean, and she said last night, even amidst it all, you know, oh, it's only sport, you know, she's here, she's happy, and certainly going for that gold now on Tuesday night at Roland Garros.
That's right. Also going for gold, Daniel Whiffen in the pool at just after 5:30 this evening. Is he our best chance of a medal today?
Yeah, absolutely. What a confident competitor he is. He cruised into the 1500 metres final yesterday, the fastest qualifier. And not only that, you know, he's very confident about adding a second goal, about becoming a double Olympic champion today. And he said that he even has the world record in his sights, a world record time. So, yeah, let's see if he can do that. But no matter what he does, he will make history making that double gold in the pool and seven medals for Ireland.
Yeah. Tell us about the golf. Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy in action at the moment still, I think.
Yeah, just looking at the leaderboard here, Justin McIlroy is 12 under through eight holes of his final round. That is currently six off the lead. John Rahm of Spain has gone into the lead on his own. He's on 18 under par through seven holes, just ahead of the defending champion, Xander Schauffele. So at the moment, McIlroy six off the gold medal position, but he's only three shots off a podium place off the bronze, played eight holes of the round. So a way to go there. He could still be in contention here. Shane Lowry further down the leaderboard. He is seven under after 13 okay. holes in his final round.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. And there's plenty other Irish action, Irish in action today, Claire.
Yeah, there is. We've had Nicola Tuttle so far in the hammer in the qualifying, just 20 years old in her Olympic debut. She was in 16th spot after that. She's not going to make the final, but certainly an impressive outing for her. And then in the kayak cross, we've got Liam Jegu, Noel Hendrick and Madison Corcoran. They're also in action. Megan Armitage on the women's cycling road rage. Cathal Doyle back on the track at the Stade de France in the 1500 metre semis later tonight. And sailing on going down in Marseille to Finn Lynch and Eve McMahon in action down there.
And outside of the Irish then, we had Simone Biles. She won her third goal yesterday. She's in action today as well. We also had the 100 metres women's final last night. Julian Alfred from St. Lucia, a country with a population smaller than County Meath, winning that. And we have the 100 metres men's final to look forward to, Claire.
Yeah, the men coming up later tonight. The women's really produced a great story last night. Julian Alfred, as you said, 23 years old, the first person from St. Lucia, the population just under 200,000 people, to win a medal. And, you know, USA had their sights on this. Their big star, Sha'Carri Richardson, she was set on gold, wanted to become the first American athlete to win gold in the women's 100 since back in 1996. But Alfred was the one who took the gold. Yep. To bring that history there. And interestingly, she's coached by Edric Floreal, Coach Flo. He also coaches Ireland's Rashida Adelecki, and she spoke about him afterwards and, you know, saying what a rock he was for her, what a father figure. She said that she'd woke up yesterday morning at 5 a.m. and written down the words, Julian Alfred, Olympic champion, and she certainly went on and wrote herself into the history books.
She did indeed. Well, listen, thank you very much, Claire. Lots to look forward to today, and thank you for joining us from Paris.